Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to season 4 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm your host, naturopathic doctor Amy Neuzel, and this season we'll dive into something we are all familiar with: fatigue. What is it? Why does it happen? Most importantly, how can we fix it outside of this? Enjoy the video version of this podcast on YouTube. The channel is at To Help With That. This week, let's talk about why detoxing can feel bad. So detoxing is incredible for your body, right? You're doing this in really good thing. So why does it feel like you're being pulled backwards through a meat grinder? Well, some of that is par for the course when you're doing the heavy, heavy work of detoxification. But some of it can show you where your body is actually a little bit stuck. So let's talk about it. Here's a quick review of what actually happens during detoxification and how things get eliminated from your body. So phase one of detoxification happens mostly in your liver through a series of enzymes called the cytochrome P450 system. These enzymes essentially change the toxins that are coming in into molecules that are more likely to be able to be conjugated in the next phase of detoxification. But unfortunately, this very often makes those molecules more biologically active and therefore able to do more harm in the body. So as your blood is circulating, these toxins come in, they get absorbed, they go to your liver, and then they turn into these like uber toxins after phase one detox. But then guess what they do? They circulate around in your bloodstream, and that's where they can really do damage. So, well, we'll talk about where it gets stuck later, but very often that intermediary toxin is kind of a big part of the problem. Then things go to phase two. So these newer uber toxins actually get bonded to something. This is called a conjugation reaction, where two things get joined together, right? There's six different types. Yay, doesn't matter. But these conjugation reactions then make that toxin able to be excreted by your body, right? And so once it's conjugated, it's less dangerous than it was after phase one. And then phase three actually carries that toxin out to waste tissues. Now, this isn't like a filter. Most toxins aren't filtered through the kidneys. They're actually actively transported through cell membranes by some sort of a transport protein. So this phase is also very active. You will notice that all three of these phases use a lot of resources and energy, right? Very often there's a vitamin cofactor to these reactions, that sort of thing. But also they're generating quite a lot of free radicals, right? This is a lot of metabolic activity. And so free radicals are being generated. So detox is not like a filter. I really want to emphasize that. Your body has to actually expend energy in order to do this thing and use these resources. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're working on detox is underestimating the absolutely massive amount of effort that their body is going through, right? And so, you know, people will do a detox while they're working and while they're doing stuff and, you know, in normal life and, oh, my kid's dance recital and blah, blah, blah. But your body needs help and support and rest during this time. So think about that. Actively detoxing usually means slowing down your schedule, giving your body extra resources, extra nutrients, extra antioxidants for sure. And then it's just not a time to take on a new project, right? It's a time to be really, really gentle with yourself. So usually when detox starts feeling bad, it's either because you're stuck somewhere and you've got all of those uber reactive molecules floating around, you're pushing harder than what your body can accommodate, or you didn't plan quite well enough. Here are the four big issues that can cause detox to feel just really bad.
So number one, you're pushing too hard, which is liberating too many toxins at once, and your body's not able to keep up with transporting toxins out or even conjugating them. So you've just got a lot of toxins floating around in there, and everything feels universally bad. Fun. Or number two, you're experiencing an addiction withdrawal from a food-related addiction. Now, that sounds very dramatic, maybe unnecessarily dramatic, but food-related addictions happen all the time. Sugar is a food-related addiction, right? Artificial sweeteners can be food-related addictions. If you're doing a bit of a detox involving your coffee or tea intake or energy drinks or whatever, caffeine is very addictive. So many of the chemicals that are used in the food industry are actually addictive. The food industry uses them because they enhance the amount that you want to eat, because it's shady like that, right? They're in this to sell food, not to make you healthy. Always remember that. Lots of phase one, so this is the third reason. Lots of phase one is happening without enough resources for phase two. So you're getting those uber toxins, just great, but you're not able to bond them to anything, either because you're missing what you need to bond them to, or because you just don't have the resources, either energetically or in terms of nutrients needed as cofactors. And number four, phase one and phase two are happening, but phase three, which is elimination, isn't. So even if you get those, you know, proteins into the antiporters and the transporters and things like that, where they're being pulled out, if you're not pooping, that toxin doesn't go anywhere. So that's something you've got to work on before you start a detox. Because if you go into a detox already a little bit backed up, and then you try to detox on top of that, oh, world of hurt. So these are things that you may want to plan ahead and start to reduce in your diet before you actually detox. And we'll talk about that in future episodes. Sugar, caffeine, fermented or high histamine foods, alcohol, gluten or gliadin, casomorphins from dairy, anything ultra-processed, right? Glutamates, etc. These are all neuroactive chemicals to some degree, and they can have withdrawal type symptoms, right? So you can help this suffering. You can alleviate this suffering by giving yourself a couple of weeks to taper off of these foods before you start your true detox. Of course, the diet is often the most challenging part for people, so extra weeks can feel like too much effort, right? So even the best planned, organized, and executed detox can have some symptoms because, again, hard work for your body. Some of that involves liberating toxins into your bloodstream, and the symptoms can include fatigue, that's probably number one, brain fog, headaches, bad breath, dry mouth, or like a weird taste in your mouth, joint or muscle pain, especially for people like me who tend to be like inflammation is the number one thing that their body goes to. Irritability is a big one. Warn your family first. Skin stuff like breakouts, rashes, strange reactions, itching, whatever weird feelings. And then constipation. Detoxing can induce that constipation, so you have to be prepared and be ready to remedy that fast. When symptoms can happen anyway, how do you actually know when you need extra support? This is the million-dollar question, and it's essential to know your go-to symptoms. What I mean by go-to symptoms, are there symptoms that you are most likely to have when your body is going through stuff? So like I just mentioned, for me, it's pain, but with detox specifically, I get grumpy. Right? I am not fun to be around. So if I get grumpy, I know I'm not doing something right. Fatigue is there for pretty much everyone. And that is a really normal part of detoxifying because, again, it is so much work. So that's not necessarily a symptom that you need to try to fix, right? It's going to be there. But for me, again, irritability. Irritability is my big red flag. That's how I know when I need work. And so as you're doing this, you will learn what are your red flags. But usually it's something a little bit similar to what you experience with a hangover. Generally, I do want you to understand that symptoms are a sign your body needs a bit of extra help. Most often, this is helping in phase two so that those uber toxins out of phase one are not floating around doing damage. So this episode turned into a little bit of a longy, so I've got to break it into two. So next week, we will finish up with some gene SNPs that can affect detox processes that you should plan for in advance.